Turn with me, if you would, now back to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, and let's read verses 37 to 40 again. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Some amazing statements have just been made. Seven of them. Everything our Lord said was an amazing statement. But to just pull four verses and read four verses of Scripture, we see seven absolutely amazing statements. What I want us to do for this message is go statement by statement. Let's just look at each one, and hopefully the Lord will allow us to enter into the glory of what we just read. Our Lord is the one speaking here, and he said in verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Everything that my Father has given to me is going to come to me. What has the Father given to Christ his Son? Look with me, if you would, at John 3. John 3, verse 35 says, "The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand." What has the Father given to the Son? All things. All things. All things are given into his hand. All things that pertain to salvation, all things that pertain to life, all things that pertain to eternity, all things that pertain to glory, all of the fullness of the Godhead has been given to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, now I want to show you a few of those things. All things have been given to him. Name something. It has been given to him. All right, but let's just look at a few of them. Go with me to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." If we could ever just get a hold of that. All power, all authority over everything, all control has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is not a weak, helpless, passive, dependent on anybody else, Savior. All power has been given unto him. All power. Don't turn, but in John 17, he said, power over all flesh has been given to me, that I should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given me. The Father has given all power over all things to him, starting with all people. All power over all people. Men and women ask the question, what are you going to do with Jesus? We're not going to do anything with him. What is he going to do with us? All power over all people. People scare us, don't they? We're so afraid of people. Rulers and governments and all people. All power over all flesh is given to him. Turn with me to John 5. John chapter 5, verse 22 says, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. All judgment in this world and in the world to come has been given to Christ. All of it. Romans 14 says, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All judgment. All things, all authority, all power, all judgment has been given to him. And if you'll look with me at Philippians chapter 2. It says in Philippians 2 verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. All of that glory, all of that honor has been given to Christ. All of it. Now let's go back to our text and we're going to see that all of God's elect have been given to Christ. John 6, verse 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me and him. Him, her, them, all that the Father giveth me. Every sinful but elect soul that has been given to me. The Father gave a particular people to the Son. That's amazing to me, just to fathom throughout all of time, eternity, and all of this world, God chose a particular people. And he chose them in a covenant of mercy and grace. It was a covenant that was made absolutely sure by the blood of Christ himself. It was a covenant to choose and a covenant to purchase and a covenant to reinstate every soul that the Father gave to Christ. And this is the commandment, and this is the authority of Christ our King, and this is the promise and the comfort. Here's the commandment, and here's the comfort to all of His people. He says in John 6, verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." As a preacher, that's one of my favorite lines in the Scripture. I need the absolute promise of the Holy Spirit of God on that, or else I can't preach. Let somebody else do it. Let somebody else who's a better speaker do it. Let somebody else who, you know, it's not by might, not by man's might, not by man's power, not by man's anything. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. No man will be able to mess it up. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. That's the command, and that's the promise. That's the first amazing statement. Every sinful soul that the Father has given to me is going to come to me. Well, what if they won't come? Oh, they're going to come. They're going to come. Here's the second amazing statement. The end of verse 37, it says, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." What is it to come to Christ? Him or her that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. They are going to come, and every soul that comes, what is it to come to Christ? Well, it is not to come to the preacher. The preacher is not Christ. It's not to come to the front of the church. The front of the church is not Christ. It's not to come to a resolve. A resolve is not Christ. A new leaf is not Christ. It's not to come to correct doctrine. Correct doctrine is not Christ. It's not to come to baptism or any other ordinance that the Lord has given us. Baptism is not Christ. It's not even to come to the commandments of the law. The law is not Christ. What is it to come to Christ? If you'll look at verse 44, it says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." Coming to Christ is the draw of the Father on the heart and the spirit of a sinner, bringing that sinner directly to his Savior. His Savior Himself. Coming to Christ is a sinner being drawn by the power of God to Christ Himself. Seeing Christ to be his all. Coming to Christ is a bride being drawn to her husband. Coming to Christ is a beggar being drawn to his bread. It's the Father bringing the heart of a sinner to a true belief and a true trust on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the person. Coming to Christ is coming to the person. The person. It's a revelation of who He is as this Word declares Him to be. It's truly seeing Him. Our Lord said on down in verse 40, "Whoever sees me," it's truly seeing Him with eyes of faith. Not just what the imagination has made up about Him or what somebody else wrongly told me about Him. It's a true revelation from the Spirit of God to see Him as He is. Now, how does this Word declare Him to be? What does this Word say that He is? God Himself. It's to come to the God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Coming to Christ is coming to God. What does this word declare him to be? It declares him to be God manifest in the flesh. Coming to Christ is coming to the man. It's coming to God, the God. It's coming to the man, the only spotless man, the only perfect man that ever walked this earth. It's going to be such a joy to see him physically. By faith, we see him as he is, but physically, this perfect, spotless man. Coming to Christ is to come to the only mediator between God and man. Only hope. The only one who can appease and make intercession for our sin. What does the Word of God declare him to be? It declares him to be the Savior of his people. God, come down, the Savior of his people. To come to Christ is to come to our substitute. It's to come to his sacrifice. It's to come to his righteousness and his fulfillment of everything this law says we have to do and says we have to be. It's to come to our Savior, our true Redeemer. To come to Christ is to come to his rest. It's to come to the place that says, and this is where a believer comes to. If a believer comes to Christ, he will say, if Christ has rested from his work, then I can too. That's what it is to come to Christ. If he is done, if he is finished, so am I. To come to the law is to come to do, work. To come to Christ is to come to rest. To come to Christ is to come believing that the Father has drawn you. To come to Christ, this is what it is. It says, I can't come to Christ unless the Father draws me. So if I am coming to Christ, it means the Father is drawing me. He gets all the glory for that. To come to Christ is to come trusting that we will in no wise be cast out. In no wise. Verse 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Here's the third amazing statement. Verse 38, he said, for I came down from heaven. I came down from heaven. Have you ever thought in your mind, if he would have just plainly told people who he was, and if he would have just laid it all out there? He did. He told them, I came down from heaven. Never did he hide who he was, or what he came to accomplish, or who he came to accomplish it for. Never. This thing was not done in a corner. He said, I came down from heaven. He wasn't just born in Bethlehem. He wasn't just the son of a carpenter and his wife. He said, I came down from heaven. What did you come down from heaven to do, Lord? Look how amazing this statement is. He said in verse 38, I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do the will of him that sent me. I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Turn with me over to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, verse 9. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. What did Christ come to do? What did Christ come to do? Ask the average person on the street that question. Ask the average religious person that question. Ask the average preacher in a pulpit that question. What did Christ come to do? You'll hear things like this. Well, he came to show us the way. No, he didn't. Well, he came to make salvation possible. No, he didn't. He said, I came to do the will of him that sent me. I came to do the will of him that sent me. What was the Father's will who sent him? Look back at our text. John 6, verse 39. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. That's what he came to do. Lose nothing. That's what he came to do. Lose nothing. Did he do it? That's what he came to do. Did he do it? In John 17, he said, While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. None of them. He came so that he might not lose one soul that his Father gave to him. Verse 40, it says, And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. Christ came to secure eternity for his people, and he secured eternity for his people. That's what he came to do, and that's what he did. Look with me at John chapter 10. John 10, verse 27, he said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. We are one. What that means is, what he was saying in that was, His will is my will too. We are one. We're one in will, we're one in desire. And that will and that desire is that I give to my people eternal life. He said, He that liveth and believeth in me is never going to die. Never. Even though the body of this flesh is going to lay down in death. Here's our last amazing statement. Go with me back to John 6. Verse Even though we will go through that physical laying down of this body, he said at the end of verse 40, I will raise him up at the last day. I am going to raise him up at the last day. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And all of God's people do. They do. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. That meant what Job was saying is, I know he's coming to give himself for me. Give his life for me. Earn life for me. And give his life for me. And bear my sin. And suffer my punishment. And pay my penalty. And he said, though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Just like he arose and went straight back to his Father, I am going to arise. Though worms are going to destroy this body, I'm going to arise and see him, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold and not another. He said, oh, my reins within me are consumed with earnest desire for that day. Sounds to me like he was seeking the Lord. I just can't wait to see that day. Seven amazing statements from Christ our Savior. Seven glorious promises for us to enjoy. I enjoy them. We can cling to them as his people. Verse 37, he said, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. If you need to come to him, come to him. He will never cast you out. For I came down from heaven. A man didn't do this, just a mere man. The God-man did this. I came down from heaven. Not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. You know, you love hearing a promise from a man who you believe will keep his promise. I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. So be it. Come quickly. All right, let's all stand together.